弟兄姊妹们平安。
Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
我犯了一个很大的错，就是我把我摆在最后一堂了。
I made a mistake. I arranged my speaking to the last session.
尤其我把我自己摆在E弟兄后面。
Especially after brother E.
他浑身是力量。
He's so energetic.
但是跟着他后面唯一的一个好处，你们大概会觉得我是个温柔的人。
But after him, you might feel I'm so gentle.
啊，一丁昨天说温柔的人有福了。
And blessed are the meek and gentle.
那我想这个今天最后一堂哈，我虽然上面本来放的是总结。
And this is the last session, and on the program sheet we said this is the conclusion.
但是我觉得圣灵这两天已经自己在弟兄姊妹中间做了很深的工作。
But the Holy Spirit has already done something very deep in our hearts.
那尤其我们礼拜五的聚会是整个退休会的回馈聚会。
Especially this coming Friday night will be the feedback for this retreat.
所以我就不帮你们做重点复习了啊。
So that I will not review for you now.
那我们每一个人这几天的得着，希望这个礼拜五我们能够好好的敞开跟主员分享。
I hope that on this Friday we will share with our brothers and sisters what we have gained in the retreat.
啊，从前有两个人在非洲旅行的时候。
Long time ago, there were two people traveling Africa.
他们那天傍晚经过一个沙漠地，他们在沙漠地旅行，那个傍晚在赶路的时候。
One evening, they went through a desert place.
他们经过一个地方，看见一个牌子。
And then they saw the sign.
牌子上面写着说，你如果拿的话，你会后悔；你不拿的话，你也会后悔。
The sign says, if you take it, you will regret it, but if you skip it, then you will regret it too.
你们拿不拿呀？
So will you take it?
所以这两个人呢，一个拿，一个没拿。
So, one of them got took it and the other one did not.
所以他们赶路赶到一个店里面以后，第二天早上他们去看他们得到的东西是什么。
And then then they stay overnight at the inn. And then in the morning they look at what they have gotten.
那没有想到发现他们传这个拿的那一袋东西是一袋金沙啊。
And then they discover what they have gotten is a bag of gold.
那没有拿的人呢，就非常后悔，我为什么没有拿
？So the one who did not take regretted that. Oh, how come I didn't take it?
那拿的人呢，也很后悔，我怎么只拿这么少
？And then the one who took it also regretted. How come I only took so little?
那我希望礼拜五的聚会是没有来山上聚会的人，他们很后悔，他们没有来啊。
I hope on Friday those who did not come to the retreat will regret that they did not come.
那我也希望在座的人你也后悔，觉得这两天没有好好利用。
And all of us will regret too that we did not use the opportunity well here.
最后一堂要专心听啊。
So please pay attention. This is your last chance.
虽然不是金沙，至少还是铁沙。
Maybe it's not gold sand, but at least it's iron.
德国有一句谚语说人老得很快，但是成熟得很慢。
There's a proverb, a famous proverb, a German proverb, that men ages fast but mature slowly.
我们教会从前 Cedar 团契一直成立不起来。
Before we had a hard time forming Cedar fellowship.
就是45岁到60岁的这个 age 的。
This is the age range from 45 to 60.
那有一天我忘了是培明弟兄还是谁安慰我，他说早晚有一天 Cedar 团契会客满的。
And then I remember Brother James comforted me. Sooner or later, Cedar fellowship will be full of people.
你知不知道你自己老不老有两个很好的这个检查的方法。
Do you know how to check if you have aged?
There are two ways. 他们说如果你老的话。
They say if you have aged.
就是心事记不牢，旧事忘不了。
That you don't remember the things that happened recently, but you cannot forget the things happened in a long time back.
那第二句话呢，是你坐着睡不着，躺下不是。坐着直打盹，躺下睡不着。
The second sign is when you're sitting down, you fall asleep, and when you lie down, you cannot fall asleep.
我发现这两个老的象征呢，这两天特会我在年轻孩子们身上都发现了。
So these couple of days, I see these signs among the young people.
叫你们睡觉的时间不睡觉，一点半在外面都还在混。
And when it's bedtime, you don't go to bed. It's even after midnight.
然后坐在这边直打盹。
And when you're sitting here, you keep falling asleep.
那这两天讲的道好多都记不着了。
And then you don't remember the sermons you hear today, these days.
弟兄姊妹，这叫做老了。
And then, so you are getting old.
我们其实虽然是讲幽默，但是我们常常觉得这两句话形容自己形容的好像。
Even though that's a humor, but it's really true.
人 老得很快，成熟得很慢。
We age fast, but we mature slowly.
弟兄姊妹，我们很快都要去见主。
And sooner or later, we're gonna go meet the Lord.
在这一生里面，主亲自来牧养我们。
The Lord has shepherded us all the days of our life.
主自己为我们预备了很多的环境。
The Lord has prepared all kinds of circumstances for us.
所有的环境临到我们，主都是要帮助我们生命成长。
And all these circumstances are there to help us to mature.
所有的环境在我们的身上，神是在塑造我们这个人。
And God used these circumstances to mold us.
让我们在他的手中成为有用的人。
So that we become useful.For vessel in his hand.
让我们在他的国度和他的旨意上成为有用的人。
So become useful in his kingdom and his will.
让我们这一生的价值不是只在今生而已。
So that our value does not remain in this life.
让我们今天活在地上，我们就跟永恒已经发生了关系。
So our life today has something to do with eternity.
就连我们最平凡的生活。
Even our most ordinary life.
就像一弟兄讲了，我们平常生活所有的遭遇都是圣灵的风在这里吹。
Just like Brother E says, everything we encounter in everyday life is caused by the spirit of wind.
要叫我们像耶稣。
So that we will be like Jesus.
风吹过来就吹出了基督的香气来。
So when the wind blows, then there will be fragrance of Christ.
这是我们特会的主题，讲到活着为耶稣。
The theme of this conference is to live for Jesus.
我记得今年年初的时候，我用新约的一个弟兄做榜样来讲活着为耶稣。
Remember at the beginning of this year, I used a character in the New Testament to describe a life that lives for Jesus.
今天早上我要用姊妹。
And this morning I want to use a sister to describe.
但是 before 我讲以前，我还是要考考看你们到底是年长的弟兄还是年轻的弟兄。
But then before I go on, I want to give you a test, see if you have aged.
今天我是用谁做例子？
Do you remember whom I used in the New Testament?
感谢主啊！
John the Baptist.
如果都没有人讲出来，我现在就下台了。
Thank you.
施洗约翰，我们长话短说，三个最重要的特点。
Three most significant characteristics of John the Baptist.
他是一个终身归给主的拿细耳人。
He was a lifetime Nazarite.
他整个活着的目的就是为了神。
His entire purpose of life is for God.
他把他从世界的享受里面。
He was separated out of the pleasure of the world.
他把他从一切的人际的关系里面。
He separated himself out of all earthly relations.
他把他自己整个人就分别出来，特特的归给神。
He separated himself, consecrated wholly for God.
这是一个终身归给神的拿细耳人。
So he was a lifetime Nazarite.
他身上的第二个特点。
What's the second characteristic?
他是一个旷野的呼声。
He was a cry in the desert.
他一直喊的一件事情叫做看哪，神的羔羊。
He kept on crying, behold the Lamb.
弟兄姊妹，有多少的人到旷野里面去听约翰讲道？
So many people went to the desert to hear him.
但是他被称为旷野的呼声。
But he was being called a cry in the wilderness.
在他里面一直有一个呼喊，就是叫人转眼来看耶稣。
There was always this cry in his heart to cause men to behold Jesus.
声音出来了。
The voice came.
引起人注意了。
And draw attention.
声音消失了。
And this voice disappeared.
他不被人纪念没有关系。
He was no longer remembered by men.
但是所有听见他的人。
But anyone who heard him.
他们就转眼看着耶稣，就跟随了耶稣。
They turned their eyes to Jesus and then they followed Jesus.
他自己不在乎别人在不在乎，别人了不了解他。
He did not care if he was understood by men.
他只做一件事情。
Only one thing he did.
他不仅仅为着耶稣活着。
Not only that he lived for Jesus.
他要把一切跟他相关接触的人都引向耶稣。
He wants to bring every man that has contact with him to Jesus.
施洗约翰身上的第三个大的特点。
And then the third characteristic of John the Baptist.
在他里面一直有一个心愿。
He always had this desire.
愿他加增，我减少。
May he increase, may I decrease.
愿主兴旺，我衰微。
May he increase and I decrease.
所以弟兄姊妹，当施洗约翰被放到监狱里去的时候。
So when he was finally imprisoned.
他好像被人遗忘了。
As if he was forgotten by men.
没有人可以来帮助他。
No one could help him.
而主耶稣在外面行进了各样的神迹，主好像也忘记了他。
And at the same time, Jesus was performing miracles outside, as if Jesus also forgot him.
后来他孤孤单单的殉道，头被砍下来。
And then he was martyred, and then he was beheaded alone by the
Lord. 弟兄姊妹，这一个人他这一生活着一个最重要的目的。
But he had a purpose when he lived.
他就希望主能够加增。
That the Lord may increase.
主能够兴旺。
May the Lord increase.
我们自己算不了什么。
I'm nothing.
今天早上我说我要用姊妹们的例子。
And this morning I want to use a sister.
我是用玛利亚。
And I want to use Sister Mary.
弟兄姊妹，在圣经里面，这个女人玛利亚，伯大尼的玛利亚，圣经上只记载过她三次。
And this sister, Mary of Bethany, the Bible recorded three things.
我们一起把这三处的经文读完。
Let's read the scripture about her.
但是读完以后，我要考你们一个。有一个小小的考试啊，所以你们要
小心一点。Please read carefully, because I'll quiz you afterwards.
啊，路加福音第十章三十八节。
Luke chapter ten.
这都是我们非常熟的经文，三十八节到四十二节。
Luke chapter ten, verses 38 through 42.
我们请一起来读。他们走路的时候，耶稣进了一个村庄，有一个女人名叫马大，接他到自己家里。他有一个妹子名叫玛利亚，在耶稣脚前坐着听他的道。马大伺候的事多，心里忙乱，就进前来说：主啊，我的妹子留下我一个人伺候你，不在意吗？请吩咐她来帮助我。耶稣回答说：马大，马大，你为许多的事思虑烦恼，但是不可少的只有一件。玛利亚已经拣选那上好的福分，是不能夺去的。好，我们请看第二处的经文，约翰福音十一章。
John chapter 11.
我们为了省时间的缘故，我们只读第三十二节。
Verse 32.
这段的故事是记载到马大跟玛利亚他们的兄弟拉撒路病重了，他们马上打发人去请耶稣来帮助他们。
This story happens when Martha and Mary's brother Lazarus was very ill, so they sent for Jesus.
但是主耶稣故意单延了一段时间才来，来的时候拉撒路已经死掉四天了。
But then Jesus purposely delayed.For a couple of days, and when he finally arrived, Lazarus has been dead for 4 days.
所以当他来的时候，这两个姐姐妹他们非常的难过。
So when Jesus arrived, these two sisters were very sorrowful.
因为已经 too late.
Because it was too late.
因为没有一个难处比进入死亡更让人绝望。
There's nothing more tragic and more despairing than death.
只要还有一口气，就还有希望。
As long as there's still breath, there's hope.
但是死了就是一个最大的绝望。
But then after you're dead, then that's it.
所以当主耶稣来的时候，拉撒路已经死了四天，甚至尸体发臭了。
And after Jesus arrived, Lazarus has been dead for 4 days.
那我们看三十二节。
Verse 32.
玛利亚到了耶稣那里，看见他，就伏伏在他脚前说。主啊，你若早在这里，我兄弟必不死。好，我们最后请读约翰福音十二章。
Lastly, John 12.
这是主耶稣临上十字架之前啊，逾越节的前六天发生的故事。
This is before Jesus is crucified, six days before the Passover.
我们读第二节、第三节。
Let's read verses 2 and 3.
有人在那里给耶稣预备宴席，马大伺候，拉撒路也在那同耶稣坐席的人中。玛利亚就拿着一斤极贵的真喇达香膏抹耶稣的脚，又用自己的头发去擦，屋里就满了膏的香气。好，我们这三段都读完了啊。这是圣经里面关于玛利亚的三处记载。
Okay, so these are the three recordings of Mary in the scripture.
它有什么共同的点？
Can you see anything common in these three places?
我们请二十岁以下的优先回答。
Okay, those who are under 20 has the honor to answer first.
威廉二十岁以下。那是 hex decimal. 有没有二十岁以下的弟兄姊妹要回答的
？Any
Julia?
Anything in common?
你们是坐着只打针还在打针吗？你 Emily。他的脚 good. Very good. 三段经文都跟主耶稣的脚前发生的关系。
All three passages have something to do with Jesus.
我们给他鼓掌啊。这个我今天刚要吃早上才给他的，所以他妈妈没有作弊啊。
We didn't cheat.
在这里提到三件事情，我们从玛利亚的身上我们来看。
From Mary's life story, we can see.
一个活着为耶稣的人，他该有的生活。
We can see a life of a person who lives for Jesus.
那第一件事情是在主耶稣 来到伯大尼的时候
，When Jesus came to Bethany，
那一天马大在那里忙着侍候主。
On that day, Martha was busy preparing to serve the Lord。
玛利亚知道主有一个非常深的需要，所以玛利亚坐在主的脚前。
And Mary knew that Jesus had a deep need, so she sat at Jesus' feet。
主耶稣把他的心事向玛利亚倾吐。
So Jesus tell what was on his heart.
弟兄姊妹，这是一件很特别的事情。
And this is something very special.
主耶稣好几次跟他的门徒说，人子要往耶路撒冷去，在那里要受害，要被钉十字架，三日以后要复活。
Many times the Lord Jesus has already told his disciples that the Son of Man will go to Jerusalem and he will suffer and be crucified and after 3 days he will resurrect.
那每一次主讲完以后
After every time Jesus told us,
那些门徒就开始争论我们中间谁最大。
And then the disciples started to argue among themselves.
那没有一个人真正进入了主的感觉，听进了主所说的。
Nobody really understood Jesus' feeling and understood what he said.
但是那一天在这里有一个人叫做玛利亚。
But here there was this person Mary.
她这么安静地坐在主耶稣的脚前。
She was very calm listening to Jesus.
主能够把要发生在她的身上的事情告诉玛利亚。
So Jesus was able to tell what would happen to him.
那我们从约翰福音十二章后来玛利亚用香膏膏主的这件事情，我们可以知道玛利亚听进去了。
From the passage described in John 12 that Mary was trying to anoint Jesus for his burial, so we know that she heard.
活着为耶稣第一件事情。
So the first thing to live for Jesus.
我们让主在我们的生活，在我们的生命里面成为我们的中心。
That Jesus will be the center of our life and our living.
我们在乎主。
We care about the Lord.
我们关心主。
We care about the Lord.
我们愿意跟主成为最知心的朋友。
That we want to be His best friend.
我们愿意跟他建立起一个第一手非常真实、非常活泼的关系。
We want to have a first-hand, intimate and real relationship with Him.
弟兄姊妹，我们不要只在聚会的里面我们才来接触主。
Let's not just come close to Him in the meetings.
我们不要在团体的里面才来拥挤耶稣。
Let's not just crowding.Around Jesus in the crowd.
主耶稣喜欢跟我们每一个人建立起一个个别的关系。
Jesus wants to have this personal relationship with each one of us.
你要活着为耶稣，第一件事情必须我们从心里面在乎他，我们爱他。
In order to live for Jesus, first thing we have to do is to care and to love Him.
那不是说我们不要去服侍他。
I'm not saying that we don't have to serve Him.
我们常常听见在教会里面大家在争论要当马大还是当玛利亚。
We often argue among ourselves in church with.Either we want to be Martha or Mary.
弟兄姊妹，这是一个根本不需要有的争论。
This is not a matter to dispute at all.
一个活着为耶稣的人。
A person who lives through
Jesus. 他心里面永远在乎主的需要。
His heart will care for the needs of the Lord.
他也永远会像马大一样，在各方面来满足、来照顾主的需要。
And then naturally he will care, and then he will serve Jesus like Martha.
弟兄姊妹，我们在这里第一个跟弟兄姊妹的挑战。
So the first challenge for all of us.
到底耶稣有没有介入你我的生活
？Is Jesus in our life?
到底在我们平常的言谈，在我们个人的思想、情感里面？到底耶稣扮演了什么角色
？In our speeches, in our emotions, in our mind, where is Jesus?
耶稣真的住在我们的家中吗
？Is Jesus dwelling in our family?
耶稣真的跟我们同行吗
？Is he walking with us?
当我们去上课的时候
，When we go to school.
当我们上班的时候
，When we go to work.
当我们在那里洗碗的时候
，When we washing dishes.
当我们在那里服侍主的时候
，When we serve the Lord.
我们真觉得我们是坐在主的身上吗
？Do we know and we feel that we do all this for the Lord?
弟兄姊妹，我们不是信一个信仰的教条。
We're not just believing a religious doctrine.
我们不是接受一些崇高的人生哲学。
And we're not just to hear some profound life philosophy.
弟兄姊妹，我们来是接受一个活生生的救主。
But we're receiving this life and living a true God.
他永远跟我们同在。
He's always with us.
主耶稣自己有需要。
But yet he has his own needs too.
他常常是孤单的一个主。
He's often very lonely.
他很需要跟我们有一个深的交通。
And he wants to have deep fellowship with us.
弟兄姊妹，如果我问你，你最好的朋友是谁
？If I ask you, who's your best friend?
你心里面想到的会是谁
？Who comes to your mind first?
可能会有人，对不对？一定是威廉 ，right?
Maybe there's somebody, right? Maybe it's William.
或者我们会想到是我高中的同学、大学的同学。
Maybe it's my high school friend, my college friend.
他上当了，他都不知道。 但弟兄姊妹，我真的希望有一天，当我们讲到我们最好的朋友的时候
，But I hope someday when we think of our best friend，
我们心里面永远不会忘记耶稣。
We will not forget about Jesus。
而且这个答案不是一个标准的答案，是我们真心的答案。
And we will not say it because it's the standard right answer。
我们会很自然的从我们心里面涌出那个答案，说他真的是我最好的朋友。
We will naturally and instinctively say he is my best friend。
哦，弟兄姊妹，主耶稣能够成为我们的好朋友，太伟大的事情了。
What a great privilege that Jesus can be our best friend。
所以当我们在这里讲活着为耶稣的时候
，So when we talk about living for Jesus，
需要我们学习的第一件事情，我们就是在乎他。
Let's learn the first thing to care about him。
当你真爱一个人的时候，你一定在乎他。
If you truly love someone, you will care for him。
这就是主耶稣对马大说的：“你虽然服侍我非常的好，非常的重要。”
That's why the Lord Jesus said to Martha, "Even though you serve me, it's very important and it's very well."
但是不可以少的只有一件事情。
But only one thing is needed。
就是如果我们今天在这里拣选跟主这种深的交通跟侍奉，如果起了冲突的话
，So if anything that conflicts with our fellowship with the Lord，
主宁可要我们在乎主而不在乎工作。
The Lord rather that we choose Him instead of our ministry and service。
主宁可希望我们在乎这个关系而不在乎外面的结果。
The Lord rather that we choose。Relationship instead of service.
这叫做不可以少的只有一件事情。
That's what it meant when he said only one thing is needed.
因为我们教会有一些新来的，还有一些年轻的孩子，我还是举一个我从前举过的例子啊。
I'll give you an example for the newcomers and the young people.
那有一个人在那里教别人做时间管理。
There's this person who is teaching time management.
那我想我们很多人在公司就上过 time management 的事情。
A lot of us have taken this course at work.
他那天带了一个透明的一个桶子来。
So he brought a clear jar.
然后呢，他就从这个底下拿出了这么多这个大石头一袋这么大的石头，他把它倒在那个里面，倒到满满的。
So and then he filled the jar with the gravels, the big stones, rocks.
然后他就问底下的人说：“现在满了没有
？”And then he asked the audience, "So is it full?"
那没有听过我这个故事的人，请你回答满了没有
？Those who never heard the story, please answer. So is it full already?
那你们一定想说我会这样问，一定是没满。
You probably think
对
might not be.
啊，真的没满。他就从里面呢，又再拿出了一袋这样中的石头。
And then he bring out some more mid-sized stones.
当他把它倒进去以后，倒了满满的。
And then he filled up the gaps.
他就问大家满了没有
？The jar is full. And he asked the audience, "So is the jar full now?"
满了没有
？Is it full?
啊、哦，大家都很聪明哈，摇头。他底下就接着拿出一袋细沙子，然后倒进去。
He brought out a bag of sand and filled up the gap again.
然后倒到满满的以后，他问大家满了没有
？Until the jar is full, and then he asked, "So is it full now?"
满了没有
？Is it full now?
还是没有？你们都很聪明啊。然后最后呢，他就从里面拿出了一桶水来，把水倒上去了。
And finally, he poured water in the jar.
然后整个满到顶了，都露出来了。
And then now it's full to the rim.
满了没有
？Now it's full.
满了？没有满啊？那你可以拿诺贝尔奖啊！那完了以后，他就问底下的人，他说：“你知道我做这件事情想要告诉你们什么 lesson 吗？”
So now, can you guess the moral of the story, the example?
那你们说是什么 lesson?
So, what's the moral of this example, the demonstration?
什么 ？Always 什么 ？Always have time. 谁讲的？好，我们拍手。底下果然有一个高材生举手说 "We always have time."
And then one from the audience said, "We always have time."
啊，就跟我们这位 PhD 回答一样啊。因为你常常觉得你没有时间去做事情，但是其实你有很多时间，对不对
？We often complain we don't have time, but actually we do have time.
啊，我们说要读经，那你常常说我找不到时间读经。
Sometimes you say I don't have time to read the Bible.
那你太太跑去逛 sales shopping 的时候，你被关在车上半个小时，你在那里干嘛
？But while you're waiting for your wife to go shopping, you spend half an hour in the car. What do you do?
你起码可以读十章圣经，你知道吗
？You can read 10 chapters of Bible.
那如果你今天晚上回家，太太叫你洗碗。
Then if your wife asks you to wash dishes tonight,
那上个礼拜别人才说要为别人代祷，要为传道人祷告。你说我没有时间。
But last week you just complained you don't have time to pray for others.
弟兄姊妹，你五分钟可以为人祷告，祷告得很深，你知道吗？
You know you can pray some very deep prayers in 5 minutes.
但是我不是说你们都要洗碗的时候才祷告哈。
But I'm not saying that only pray when you wash dishes.
You always can find time to do something.
Yes, you always can find time to do something.
但是这个讲员说，但这不是我今天的答案。
But then, The speaker said, "This is not the moral of this demonstration."
对，对不起，智利亚，你还有悔改的机会，还有没有别的答案
？So I'll give you another chance.
有没有其他人有其他答案 ？Roger. 我刚刚一指 Roger 的时候，我就后悔了。
I asked him, then I regretted.
Because
he always surprised us.
后来我想我不要太快下结论，所以我还是叫他了。
He said, "Don't draw conclusion too quickly."
他说啊，我今天要跟你们讲的一件事情就是 first thing first.
So the moral of this demonstration is first thing first.
哦，什么东西最重要，你就必须先去做它。
Do the things that are most important.
他说，如果我把我刚才的顺序 reverse 过来，倒过来。
If I reverse the order.
我现在瓶子里面装满了所有的细沙的话。
Now if I fill this jar with all the sand.
请问我这个大石头我放得进去放不进去？
Can I still squeeze in the big rocks?
放得进放不进？连一块都放不进去。
Not even one.
所以弟兄姊妹，如果我们今天觉得说不可以少的只有一件事情。
So if we feel only one thing is needed.
我们不知道听过多少次说读经好重要。
We heard so many times it's important to read the Bible.
我们不知道听过多少次说祷告很重要。
We heard so many times that it's important to pray.
我们更是听过立过太多的心愿说主我要有一个稳定的灵修生活。
And we have so many resolutions to have stable devotional life.
主我一定要有渴慕亲近你的时候。
And I want to have a quiet time to draw near you.
但是弟兄姊妹，如果我们不在我们的生活里面，就是先把这些石头放进去的话，
But if we do not put these rocks first in the jar,
你每一天结束了。
At the end of every day,
你的瓶子已经塞满了其他的东西。
Your jar will be filled with other things.
你想读经的时候已经没有力量了。
When you want to read the Bible, you have no energy.
你发现你一读你就打瞌睡。
And then you open the Bible, you fall asleep.
你想要祷告的时候，你发现你已经疲倦了。
When you want to pray, you are tired.
讲两句话以后，早晨醒过来才奉主耶稣的名。
So you start with your prayer and you finish in the morning.
啊，弟兄姊妹，这是我们为什么属灵生命不能长进。
That's why our spiritual life cannot grow.
为什么我们可以唱诗歌说我活着为耶稣？
We can sing, we want to live for Jesus.
我们可以那么拍掌的说起来起来为耶稣。
We can applaud and say, arise and live for Jesus.
刚才一弟兄一直给我们灌注信心，一弟兄讲到有个特点就是永远给我们盼望。
See, Brother E always gives us hope and faith.
他说我们中间什么没有可怜虫，对不对？
No one here will have self pity.
但是我们中间毛毛虫不少，你知道吗？
But then we have a lot of caterpillars.
虽然不是可怜虫，
Even though we're not very pitiful.
虽然充满着荣耀的盼望，有一天都要成为蝴蝶飞起来。
We're full of glorious hope because one day we'll become butterflies.
但是当毛毛虫的时间当得太久了，你知道吗？
But we've been caterpillars for too long.
不要在地上爬了。
Don't keep crawling on the ground.
弟兄姊妹，那个改变的生命已经在我们里面。
That transformed life is in us.
每一次立的心愿，我们求主真的把这个心愿成全起来。
If we make a resolution, may the Lord help us to fulfill it.
如果我们不抢时间来爱主
，If we do not grab opportunities to love the Lord.
黎头森弟兄说，你不抢时间来祷告，你永远找不到祷告的时间。
Brother Watchman says, if you don't grab time to pray, you'll never find time to pray.
所以弟兄姊妹啊，我们如果要活着为耶稣，第一件事情我们就是要在乎他。
So the first thing we want to live for Jesus is to care about him.
我们要在乎我们跟他的关系。
We care about our relationship with him.
我们要在乎一些属灵的重要的事情。
We have to care about important spiritual things.
First thing first.
First thing first.
在我们每一天的生活，就好像一个新的一个 empty jar 摆在我们前面。
Our every day is like a new.Empty jar.
如果我们永远先把最重要的事情做完
，If we always finish what's important,
你剩下的时间开始做其他的
，Then with the remaining of the time we do other things.
你这一天结束的时候
，At the end of each day,
你至少最重要的事情我们都做到了
，At least you have accomplished what's the most important.
我们今天在主的面前得到了一些真实的价值
，So we got some real value out of this day.
而玛利亚的第二件事情
，The second thing that Mary did,
她是在她的生活里面。他来对主的爱，对主的能力， 有第一手的经历和认识。
She had first-hand experience of the Lord's love and His power.
啊，弟兄姊妹，这个家常常接待主耶稣。
Because this family often received Jesus.
那主也非常爱这个家。
And the Lord loves this family very
well. 圣经上说，耶稣素来爱马大和玛利亚。
The Bible says Jesus loves Mary and Martha.
也就是因为耶稣爱他们的缘故。
Because Jesus loves them.
所以就在当拉撒路他们唯一的弟弟生重病的时候
So when Lazarus, their only brother, got ill,
主在这里狠下心来没有去
The Lord tried very hard not to rush there right away.
啊，弟兄姊妹，主耶稣故意不去
The Lord purposely not to go.
让他的兄弟他们唯一的弟弟不仅仅病重到最后吐出了最后一口气来
He let their only brother breathe.His last.
好像主容许了非常残忍的容许了一个难处临到他
As if the Lord allowed something very cruel happen to this family.
但是弟兄姊妹如果我们真是一个活着为主的人
But if we truly live for the Lord.
不管我们中间经过了多少的软弱
Whatever weaknesses we experience.
不管我们有多少的怀疑和失望
No matter how much doubt and despair.
弟兄姊妹主在我们身上真的是用他的智慧和爱来带领我们。
But the Lord is leading us with His love and His wisdom.
没有一件事情会随便临到我们。
Nothing accidental will come to us.
就像弟兄讲的，圣灵的风吹过来
，The wind blows.
为我们兴起了各样的环境
，And they raised up all kinds of circumstances.
而让我们都对主产生第一手的认识
，So that we will have first-hand experience with the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，在马大和玛利亚在这件事情上的经历上。
In this experience that Martha and Mary experienced,
他们对主的爱和主的能力都面临了一个非常可怕的考验。
They experienced this big challenge about their knowledge of God's love and power.
不仅仅圣经里面讲耶稣素来爱马大和玛利亚。
The scripture tells us that Jesus loved Martha and Mary.
他们自己心里面也知道耶稣爱他们。
They were sure about this love too.
这也是为什么当拉撒路生病的时候，他们别的事不做，马上求人去，马上找人去求耶稣。
That's why when Lazarus got ill, they immediately sent for Jesus.
因为他们知道主爱他们。
Because they knew Jesus loved them.
但是那天当那个打发去的人回来说，耶稣知道了，但是耶稣却不肯来。
But then when the messenger came back and said, "Oh, Jesus knew about it now, but he cannot come right now."
弟兄姊妹，我不晓得在座的弟兄姊妹，你现在是不是在这样子的情形里面
？I don't know if you are in a similar situation.
你觉得 God doesn't make sense?
Seems like God doesn't make sense.
你觉得神怎么会这样子对待祈求他的人呢
？How can God treat someone who asks Him?
主为什么会让我遭遇这件事呢
？Why would God allow me to encounter this.
为什么我的祷告神不垂听呢
？Why doesn't He answer my prayer？
啊，弟兄姊妹，我们对神的爱和神的能力，我们产生了怀疑。
We start to doubt God's love and God's power.
因为当耶稣那天来的时候
，So when that day Jesus came，
拉撒路已经死了四天。
Lazarus has been dead for 4 days.
他的尸体甚至开始发臭了。
Even his body started to smell.
所以马大跟玛利亚对耶稣已经完全绝望了。
So Martha and Mary already were totally disappointed at Jesus.
他们只是很礼貌、很客套地接待了耶稣。
So they just greeted and received Jesus with courtesy.
然后他们心里面都姐妹两个都讲了一句话。
But both of them said,
就如果你早在这里就好了。
If you were here earlier, it would be much better.
这句话你说他有埋怨 ？Yes.
Was that a complaint? Yes.
你说他们对主的能力有怀疑 ？Yes， 因为已经 too late。
Do they doubt about God's power? Yes， because it was already too late。
因为已经死了四天了。
He's been dead for 4 days。
弟兄姊妹，我不知道在座的今天你有没有这样子的经历。
I don't know if you're experiencing it now。
你对神是不是还爱你
？You wonder if God still loves you。
你对神是不是还有能力来帮助你、来拯救你，产生了怀疑？
You doubt if God still has the power to save you.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们要活着为耶稣
，But if we want to live for Jesus,
主就乐意向我们显现启示，他是一个怎样的神。
God is pleased to reveal to us what kind of God He is.
我们越认识他
，The more we know Him,
我们就越甘心为他而活。
The more we are willing to live for Him,
我们越认识他
，The more we know Him,
我们就能够越勇敢的、越彻底的为他而活着。
The more we will be boldly to live for Him.
所以他容许一些环境临到我们身上。
Allow circumstances to come upon.
弟兄姊妹，玛利亚在这里有第二件 特别好的事情。
So the second quality of Mary.
虽然她心里可能对主有埋怨。
Even though she had complained about the Lord.
虽然她对主已经有怀疑。
And she had doubts too.
她觉得主已经不能做这件事了。
She didn't think the Lord can do anything anymore.
但是玛利亚仍然在这里做了一件事情。
But still, Mary did one thing.
她来到耶稣的脚前。
She came and fell at his feet.
她把她里面所有最真实的感受向耶稣倾吐。
She poured out her true feelings before the Lord.
她在耶稣面前哭。
She cried before the Lord.
表达了她的难过。
And she expressed her sorrow and pain.
她没有隐藏。
She did not hide anything.
她告诉耶稣说：“你早在这里就好了。”
She says, "Wish you were here earlier."
她把她心中那个隐藏的埋怨和怀疑也告诉了耶稣。
She poured out this hidden complaint.
弟兄姊妹。这是主爱我们的地方。
And this is God's love for us.
就是不管我们光景如何。
Doesn't matter what kind of condition we are.
我们永远可以带着本相来到他的面前。
We can always come to him just the way we are.
我们永远可以带着我们的本相来到施恩的宝座前。
We can always come to the throne of grace the way we are.
希伯来书第四章告诉我们，他的宝座是一个施恩的宝座。
Hebrews chapter 4 tells us his throne is a throne of grace.
弟兄姊妹，这几句话太宝贵了。
These are so wonderful and precious.
因为宝座跟恩典常常不容易连在一起。
Because it's hard to connect a throne with grace together.
他的宝座是一个施恩的宝座。
But yet His grace, His throne is a throne of grace.
他充满了恩典，充满了爱，充满了了解，充满了同情。
It's full of love, full of grace, full of understanding and sympathy.
他的爱从来不改变。
His love never changes.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们可以坦然无惧地来到施恩的座前。
So we can come boldly before the throne of grace.
他永远爱我们。
He always loves us.
虽然我们现在亲身切实眼前的遭遇，让我们好像感觉不到他的爱。
Maybe in our circumstances, we cannot make out of his love.
为什么我求你的时候你不来？
Why is that when I asked?You did not come.
为什么我需要你的时候你不帮助我？
Why didn't you help me when I most needed you?
但是弟兄姊妹，他告诉我们，他对我们的爱是永远的。
But yet he tells us that he loves us forever.
这个爱，这个宝座不仅仅是有恩典。
This throne is not only a throne of grace.
它是一个宝座。
He is a, it's a grace, it's a throne.
说到他有能力。
So it has power.
在神永远没有难成的事情。
There's nothing too difficult for the Lord.
万有都在他的手中。
The whole universe is in his hand.
他用他的话，全能的命令就托住了整个万有。
He's sustaining the whole universe with his powerful word.
今天整个科学家没有办法了解宇宙多么伟大。
None of the scientists can fully understand and comprehend the greatness of universe.
整个宇宙安排的这么好。
The whole universe is arranged so well.
只要地球跟太阳差一点，我们不是冻死就热死了。
If the distance between the Earth and the Sun is changed a little bit, either we got frozen or we got burned.
地球自转的速度这么快。
And then the Earth is spinning, orbiting.
而知道的太阳也这么快。
It's orbiting around the Sun so fast.
差一点就会出错的。
And then if the speed changes a little bit.Things will be terrible.
神不用用他的手去 hold 他。
God doesn't have to use his hands to hold them.
他用他的命令就把他托住了。
By his command, they're sustained.
所以弟兄姊妹，当我们今天来到施恩的宝座前，
So when we come to this throne of grace,
我们常常觉得主不可能帮助我们解决问题。
We often feel it's impossible for God to help us to solve the problem.
但是拉撒路的经历。
But then with the story of Lazarus,
让耶稣素来所爱的马大和玛利亚面临了一个极大的考验。
Lazarus' death is a big challenge for Martha and Mary.
他们对主的爱，对主的能力，都面临着考验。
Their knowledge of God's love and God's power is being challenged.
但是当这一切经过之后，
But when they go through this experience,
他们才发现神这么爱他们。
Then they discover more how much God loves them.
这个神迹，神没有行在别人的身上。
Because God did not perform this miracle in another family.
这个难处，神没有临到别人家。
God did not allow this thing happen to another family.
临到了他素来所爱的马大和玛利亚的家。
But to fall onto this family that Jesus loved.
哦，这么伟大的能力显在他亲爱的兄弟身上。
This great power is manifested on his beloved brother.
让他们第一手认识了神的爱和神的大能。
So that they get to know God's love and experience with this first-hand experience.
弟兄姊妹，我们所有为所有爱耶稣的人。
So all of us who love Jesus.
所有为耶稣而活着的人。
All of us who live for Jesus.
我们决定不要小看任何的遭遇。
Do not despise any of our circumstances.
就像弟兄讲的，神花了这么大的功夫，左安排右安排，好不容易让他去撞车了。
Just like Brother E says.God spent a great effort to arrange a car accident.
所有相关的人都在这件事情上，神要叫我们来认识他。
So that everyone who's involved and related get a chance to know God.
所以我们要借着生活上的每一个环境考验，我们来经历来认识他。
Let's experience Him through all circumstances and all trials.
所以主后来对马大说：“我岂不是对你说过吗？”
Then Jesus told Martha, "Didn't I tell you?"
你若能信。就必看见神的荣耀。
If you believe, you will see the glory of God.
这弟兄姊妹，让我们都不要灰心啊。
So let's not be despaired.
活着为耶稣的人，在我们身上一定会有一些特别的遭遇。
If we want to live for Jesus, we will have some special circumstances.
但是背后是神特别的恩典和祝福。
But behind all that is God's special grace and blessing.
所有的环境。
All situations
都经过神的主权和神的美意过滤过的。
It's been filtered through by God's sovereignty and His will.
才临到那些爱他的人。
Then they are allowed to fall upon those who love God.
保罗说的万事互相效力。
That's why Paul says all things work for the good.
要叫爱神的人得到益处。
For the good of those who love God.
活着为耶稣玛利亚身上的第三个特点。
The third quality of Mary.
她抓住每一个机会来爱主。
She sees every opportunity to love the Lord.
把最好的来献给主。
And she offered her best to the Lord.
她叫主的心得到喜悦。
So she satisfied the heart of the Lord.
也让神得到荣耀。
And then also glorify God.
弟兄姊妹，那一天是主耶稣要上十字架之前。
That's the day before. That's a couple of days before Jesus was crucified.
圣经上说，玛利亚就趁机啊，抓住那个机会，她带了一斤极贵的真拿达香膏来到耶稣面前。
And Mary, seized this opportunity, she brought a pint of expensive perfume.
她把香膏打玉瓶打碎，把香膏抹在主耶稣的身上。
She broke the jar and poured the perfume on Jesus.
她甚至泼在耶稣的脚上。
And she poured on Jesus' feet.
然后用她的头发去擦耶稣的脚。
And she wiped Jesus' feet with her hair.
弟兄姊妹，脚一方面受到亲近啊，受到这么近的距离。
So you can see she's very close and intimate with Jesus.
一面说到我们降卑降服在他的主权底下。
And she also humbled herself and submit to his sovereignty.
她把她这一生的积蓄最美的香膏准备做结婚用的，她完全献给了耶稣。
She spent her life saving, which she saved for her dowry, she offered to the Lord.
她不是那么神气的走到耶稣面前，往他头上浇上去，然后摸一摸。
She did not just walk up to Jesus and pour on his head and touch his hair.
很多时候我们奉献都好神气的。
A lot of times when we offer, we feel we're somebody.
主啊，我奉献五万美金、十万美金给你了。
Lord, I offer you $50,000, $100,000.
我们好像里面觉得我们 do 了 something.
As if we did something great.
但是对那个真正看见主的爱和伟大的人。
For those who truly saw God's great love,
他里面根本不觉得我配得把我的东西给神。
Then they will feel they're not worthy to offer anything to God.
他用最贵的香膏。
So she used the most expensive perfume.
用女人最荣耀的头发。
And used her glorious hair.
去擦一个人最卑微的地方，就是他的脚。
To wipe somebody's lowly part of the body.
弟兄姊妹啊，那不让我们看见了一个奉献的图画。
So we get to see a picture of consecration.
完全从最深的爱里面出来。
Out of deepest love.
那么甘心。
Willingly.
那么真实。
And truthfully.
那么尽了她的全心。
She offered her best.
然后那么深的觉得自己不配。
And she still felt she was unworthy.
啊，弟兄姊妹，那真是一幅美丽的图画。
What a beautiful picture that is.
所以当那一天做了这件事情的时候。
So after she did this.
圣经上告诉我们，不仅仅耶稣的心得到满足。
Not only that Jesus' heart was satisfied.
他的这个香气满了整个屋子啊。
The Bible says the fragrance filled the house.
所有在场的人都闻到了这个香气。
Everyone in the house smelled it.
这个爱耶稣的美丽被彰显出来了。
The love for Jesus, the beauty was manifested.
虽然门徒们不识相，在那里责备他。
The disciples could not understand this. They rebuked him.
但是主却说，他在我身上做的是一件什么？
But the Lord says she has done a beautiful thing.
一件美事。这是翻译太好的这个坏处啊。在以前有一个叫唐佑芝博士，他有一次到美国中部查经班去讲道。
It was this Pastor Tang. He one time went to the Midwest to preach.
因为他们中间没有任何翻译的人才。
And they did not have any translators.
所以临时找了一个英文还可以的人。
So they found someone who could speak English.
所以他就跟这个唐教授讲，他说你把你要讲的内容尽可能的详细告诉我，然后写给我。
So the translator said, just write down everything that you're going to say and write it down.
所以他把它写下来，然后尽量的跟他讲，讲的好详细。
So the pastor wrote everything down and explained to the translator very in great detail.
那没想到他们站在讲台上以后啊。
But then after he got on the podium,
那个翻译好紧张啊，根本没有空听他的，就一直讲下去了。
The translator was so nervous, so the translator didn't pay attention to him, just keep on reading.
所以那天唐教授说我在帮他翻译。
So the pastor says I'm translating for the translator.
所以 translator 讲英文，他翻中文了。
He was following the translator.
所以主耶稣说他做了一件美事，他已经告诉你们。
So Jesus says she has done a beautiful thing.
下一句呢？然后主说你们往普天下传这个福音的时候，
Whenever the gospel is preached throughout the world,
也要述说这个女人所做的事作为纪念。
What she has done will be also told in memory of her.
弟兄姊妹，我们这两天我们一直领受一个信息，说我们要成为一个宣教的教会。
These days we receive this message that we want to be a church of mission.
我们要出去传福音。
We want to be evangelical.
从耶路撒冷，从我们本地开始。
Starting from Jerusalem, our local area.
犹大全地，撒玛利亚直到地极。
Judea, Samaritan, until the end of the world.
但是弟兄姊妹，福音是有两面的。
But there are two sides of the gospel.
一面告诉人说神爱世人。
One side we have to say God loves the world.
告诉别人说只要你有需要，你都可以来到耶稣的面前。
As long as you have needs, you can come to Jesus.
耶稣爱你。
Jesus loves you.
他可以赦免你。
He can forgive you.
他可以帮助你。
He can help you.
他可以释放你。
He can free you.
他愿意把祝福给你。
And he will give you blessing.
但是弟兄姊妹，我们常常忽略了福音的另外一面。
But we often neglect the other side of the gospel.
福音的另外一面是人可以来爱神。
That man can love God.
人居然可以借着一点奉献，能够叫神的心得到满足。
Through just a little bit of offering, man can satisfy God.
我们常常只注意到人的需要。
We often just pay attention to man's needs.
我们忽略了神的需要。
But we neglect the need of God.
弟兄姊妹，我们常常讲神爱世人。
We often say God loves the world.
但是我们却忽略了传另外一个福音，人可以来爱神，神需要人的爱。
But we forgot the other side of the gospel that man can love God and God needs man's love.
所以我希望当我们成为一个宣教的教会的时候。
If we become a church with mission,
我们带着福音的使命是一个全备的福音。
That our gospel is a full gospel.
我们要告诉别人神爱你。
We have to tell people God loves you.
来，我们可以来到神的面前。
Come before God.
回到神的家中来。
Return to God's house.
但是另外一方面，我们要告诉人。
And we also have to tell people.
我们可以来爱神。
We can love God.
接着我们把我们所爱的奉献在神的手中。
By offering to God.
你发现这位宇宙的主宰，他居然会得到欢喜啊。
That the Lord of Universe can be satisfied.
千山的牛，万山的羊都是他的。
All the cattle and the fields are his.
哦，万国的珍宝都是他的。
All the treasures of the nations are his.
耶和华说，金子是我的，银子也是我的。
The Lord says, the gold is mine, the silver is mine.
但是当那个寡妇把两个小钱放在奉献箱的时候
，But then when the widow dropped two coins into the offering box,
那位宇宙的主宰心受到震动了。
The Lord of Universe.He was moved.
当一个小孩子把五饼鳄鱼交给主的时候
，When a little boy offers five loaves and two fish.
当主耶稣拿起来望着天祝福的时候
，When Jesus took it and look up to heaven and blessed.
你知道主的心多么喜乐
？You know how pleased was Jesus.
上个礼拜我跟你们讲到 Pennsylvania 的那个穷小孩奉献的57 cents.
Last week I shared with you this poor little girl in Pennsylvania. She offered 57 cents.
神借着她，神借着她帮助了多少的人可以来到神的家中。
God used her to bring more, a lot more people to church.
So, 亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
so dear brothers and sisters,
我们要活着为耶稣吗?
Do we want to live for Jesus?
我们愿意把我们所有的交在神的手中。
Are we willing to offer what we have and give it to him?
Brother Ernie 提醒我们, 照着我们所有的, 不是我们所没有的。
Brother Ernie says, according to what we have, not what we don't have.
而是我们所有的。
But all that we have,
只要尽了我们的心来奉献给神。
If we try our best to offer to the Lord,
早晨爬不起床。
If we cannot get up in the morning,
弟兄姊妹，只有爱能够叫我们离开那个温暖的被窝。
Only love can cause us to leave our bed, warm bed.
教会有这么多的整洁工作需要做。
There's so many cleaning chores in the church needs to be done.
长子同工们的要求不能让我们甘心做。
We cannot just do it willingly out of request from elders and deacons.
但是在爱的里面做的时候就带着祝福。
But if we do everything in love, it will bring blessing.
我们在爱的里面做的时候天上的神他的心要得到满足。
If we do everything out of love, that will satisfy our God in heaven.
弟兄姊妹这一瓶的香膏
This expensive perfume.
不仅仅那一天满足了耶稣。
Not only satisfy Jesus on that day.
这一瓶香膏已经香了两千年了到今天还在
But the fragrance of the perfume has lasted for 2,000 years until today.
我相信这瓶香膏到永世里面还在发香。
I'm sure the fragrance will last through eternity.
弟兄姊妹啊，所有地上的东西有一天都要过去。
All the earthly things will one day pass away.
我们手中的钱财，多少的钱已经从我们手中出去了。
So much wealth has flow out of our hands already.
但是所有在爱中归给主的。
But anything that's offered to God in love,
它通通有永世的价值。
Will have eternal value.
多少的时间在我们的身上过去了。
So much time has slipped through our hands.
但是所有花在主身上的通通有永世的价值。
But all the time spent on the Lord will have eternal value.
多少的话语从我们嘴中说出来了
So many words have been spoken out of our mouth.
但是所有为了爱主为了见证主所说的话都有永存的价值
All the words that were spoken out of love and to witness the Lord will have eternal value.
弟兄姊妹我们可以一直说下去
We can keep on going.
你已经洗碗洗过多少遍了
You have washed so many dishes.
不要光想到是为你老婆洗碗
Don't just think you're doing it for your wife.
弟兄姊妹，我们说每一件事情，无论做什么，从心里面做，像是给主做的。
Whatever we do it out of our heart, as if doing for the Lord.
我们为了爱耶稣而做。
Do it for the love of Jesus.
所有的东西通通有价值。
So everything we do will have eternal value.
所以主说，你们往普天下去，都要述说这个女子所做的事情。
That's why Jesus says, wherever you go, you will tell what this woman has done for me.
我们传福音的时候，不能不传这件事情。
So when we preach the gospel, we have to remember the story.
人可以来爱神。
Man can love God.
神爱世人，但是人也可以来爱神。
God loves the world, and man can love God.
人需要神，但是神也需要人。
Man needs God, and God needs man too.
所以弟兄姊妹，活着为耶稣是太有福的生活。
So this is a blessed life to live for Jesus.
主的祝福不仅仅要倾倒给我们。
Not only that, God will pour His blessings to us.
而且我们自己要得享最甜的祝福。
We will receive the sweetest blessing.
So Brother Ernie 昨天讲了一句话，他说神，他说 He is a great God. 他说神是一个太伟大的神。
Brother Ernie says, God is a great God.
但是他 choose 去 ask for our help.
But he chose to ask for our help.
神是一个这么伟大的神。
God is a great God.
但是他却愿意拣选来接受我们对他的奉献。
But he chose to receive our offering.
所以我们连长的弟兄告诉我们，一个人真看见什么叫奉献的时候。
One elderly brother once told us, if a person really know what it means to offer,
他从来不敢觉得自己给了神什么。
Then he will not feel that he has given God something.
他乃是跪着趴着到主的面前，求主悦纳他的奉献。
But he will kneel down and beg.For the Lord to accept His offering.
我想起我们中间亲爱的弟兄嘉荣啊。
I remember our brother 嘉荣。
他长了癌症，三十岁出头，他就被主接去了。
He passed away. He died of cancer in his early 30s.
我记得他走的前两天。
The 2 days before he passed away.
他讲了一句话。
He said something.
他说太晚了。太晚了，他说一切都来不及了。
He said, "Too late, too late. It's all too late."
然后过了两天，他走了。
And he passed away 2 days afterwards.
我一个好朋友也是突然之间得了血癌，他走了。
I have a good friend. He also died of cancer, leukemia.
他走之前他就觉得太晚了。
Before he passed away, he says too late.
他说我没有机会去为主做见证。
I don't have any more chance to witness for the Lord.
他说我没有机会再去好好爱我的家人。
I have no more chance to love my family.
所有的机会都成为过去。
All the opportunities are gone.
弟兄姊妹啊，时间，机会在时间的里面。
Opportunities are in the frame of time.
时间过去，机会就过去了。
When time passed, opportunities are gone.
所以 Brother Lawrence 告诉我们，你我如果不利用今天来爱神，我们就浪费了今天。
So Brother Lawrence told us, if we do not use today to love God, then we have wasted today.
我再说一次，机会在时间的里面。
Again, I say.Opportunities are in the frame of time.
时间过去了，机会就过去了。
When time passes, opportunities are gone.
同样的，任何的东西，任何的时间，它的价值在于我们为谁而用。
But the value of opportunity and the value of time, it depends on how we use it and whom we use it for.
同样一个篮球，$20。
A basketball costs about $20.
Mike Jordan 打过的篮球可能卖到$2,000。
But then a basketball played by Michael Jordan can sell for $2,000.
一件衣服别的女孩子穿大概几百块美金。
A dress can cost like a couple hundred dollars.
你知道那个戴安娜王妃死的时候，她的衣服最便宜的一件卖到$28,000，那是最便宜的。
But when Princess Diana passed away, the cheapest dress they had auction. The cheapest dress was sold for $28,000.
他还不是一个这么值得那么那样子尊重的一个人，他不过有名就是了。
She was but a famous woman.
他的亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
But dear brothers and sisters.
你我所有的拥有。
But all that we have.
包括你我自己。
Including ourselves.
愿不愿意活着为耶稣
？Are we willing to live for the Lord?
让我们的价值达到最大。
Then we will maximize.The values of our life.
等一下，我提到一下神赐给我们这个新的场地一个很重要的目的。
I want to share with you the an important purpose why God give us this piece of land.
我们知道绝对不是只是为了 Cupertino 的弟兄姊妹可以不要再搬运了。
I know for sure it's not because so that we don't have to have the moving team move every Sunday anymore.
也不是为了我们有一块比较好的地方，比较好的 facility 可以使用。
It's not that we can have a better facility for our own use.
弟兄姊妹，神把这块祝福给我们。
When God gives us this blessing,
他自己说这是他立民的居所。
He said this will be a dwelling place of his name.
是他要住在那里。
He wants to dwell there.
他要用他的荣耀充满那块地。
He wants to fill that place with his glory.
一块曾经被世界的王多年长期使用的一块地。
This place has been used by the king of the world for many years.
神说拿过来给我。
But the Lord says, bring it to me.
我指着我的永生启示。
As surely as I live.
遍地要被我的荣耀充满。
The whole earth will be filled with my glory.
弟兄姊妹，神至少要在这里得到。
So God wants to obtain a base.
从中心一直扩展到圆周。
And then from this base, things will be expanded.
从耶路撒冷、犹大全地、撒玛利亚直到地极。
From Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, until the end of the world.
每一个教会都在地上要得到这么一块地。
So every church will obtain a piece of land on earth.
成为神的居所。
To become the dwelling place of God.
成为神荣耀充满的地方。
Will be a place where God fills His glory.
让所有来到这里的人能够被神的荣耀来改变。
So that all who come will be transformed by God's glory.
所有来到这里的人能够来遇见神的同在。
And all who come will meet God and feel His presence.
所有来到这里的我们可以来敬拜他，我们来侍奉他。
All that come will worship and serve Him.
把荣耀来归给他。
So that we will give him all the glory.
而神圣赐这块地给我们，第二方面是要扩大我们教会蒙福和侍奉的度量。
And also, God wants to expand our capacity to receive blessing and to serve Him.
我们 local 地方就这么大的福音工厂。
We have such a great field of gospel in our local area.
弟兄姊妹，在矽谷的人
，people who live in Silicon Valley，
都是这个经过这个。过五关斩六将才来到这的。
They have gone through many tests and many trials.
那这一班的人很多都是大脑袋的人。
And then these people are mostly very intellectual.
有很多的人眼睛都是长在头顶上的。
And then they are very proud too.
要跟他传福音是不容易的事情。
So it's hard to preach gospel to them.
但是神却把这些人摆在我们旁边。
But yet God placed these people among us.
你知道从这里出去到外地的人，他们不太容易，这个每一个人差不多都很骄傲的。
So just about everyone here, they're very proud.
只有我们自己知道我在矽谷是几斤几两。
People outside, but we know what we really are.
所以我们要跟他们传福音，其实还是比较容易的。
So actually, it's easier for us who live in Silicon Valley to preach gospel to them.
我们知道在这里没什么好神奇的。
Because we know there's nothing to be proud of by living in Silicon Valley.
回到台湾跟人家说我家有三辆车，说话的。
If I go back to Thailand, say, oh, I have three cars, so what?
在矽谷很多人都不止三辆车。
Because a lot of people have more than that.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们在这里，神给我们一个环境，我们要向这些人先传福音。
Because God placed us in these circumstances, so we can preach gospel to these people.
而且我们在这里操兵啊，先操练。
And this is a place where we can practice.
如果连在这么舒服的环境里面，在北美我们都不能够做一个好好的宣教士的话
，If we cannot even be a good missionary in such a comfortable environment,
我们被派到印尼，被派到非洲去，我们怎么 survive？
Then how can we survive if we're sent to Indonesia or even to Africa?
所以我记得前年 Ernest 弟兄来的时候
I remember 2 years ago when Brother Ernest came.
他说只要你的脚一跨出你的家门
He says as long as you step outside of your house.
就是全世界最大的宣教工厂在你的眼前
And that is the greatest gospel field is before your eyes.
E 弟兄这次提醒我们要得人先从自己家人先得起
And Brother E reminded us if we want to become fisher of men we have to win our family first
所以我们宣教工厂其实从自己家开始了
So the gospel field actually starts from our own home
所以如果我们家里面还有没有人得救的弟兄姊妹我们一定要祷告主
If we still have unbelieving family we have to pray
好所以主在这里要扩大我们服事的度量
So God wants to expand the capacity to serve
我们要传福音我们要宣教
We need to preach the gospel to evangelize.
而且主多给了我们一栋 building 是叫我们做培训用的。
The Lord even gave us an extra building to be a training center.
因为神家需要很多的器皿能够被装备起来。
Because God's house needs to equip many vessels.
弟兄姊妹啊，我们看见神家的需要。
We see the needs in God's house.
不光在这里，在中国，在许多网络上看不见的弟兄姊妹们。
Here in China and many places that we do not see.
而且我决定相信神将会一扇一扇的门为我们打开的。
I'm fully sure that God will keep opening doors in the future.
在我们中间有很多的弟兄姊妹会被差派出去。
That many of us will be sent out.
有短期的，有长期的，甚至有一去不回头的。
Well, whether it be short term or long term or lifetime.
那我们希望神的祝福在我们中间真正能出去。
I hope that blessing can really flow out of us.
而不是我们送出去的宣教士出去了以后，人家问你说我怎么得救？你说等一下，我打长途电话去问美国。
I hope it will not happen when the missionary from us go out and people ask you how can I get saved? They say, wait a minute, let me call brother you.
我们每一个出去都是福音的使者。都是基督的精兵。
That will be messengers of God, the gospel and the soldiers of Christ.
我们都是至高神的仆人，我们身上带着神的权柄和祝福。
That we will be servants of the Most High God, and we will have authority and blessing.
所以我们现在眼前有几个非常大的挑战。
Before ahead of us, there are many challenges.
我们说过外面有三个高大的亚拿族长啊。
Outwardly, there are three chief Ananites.
第一个已经快要倒了。
The first one is about to.
我们要多祷告，他这一两天，可是下个礼拜可能第一个亚拿族长就要倒下来了。
So maybe next week the first Ananias chief will fall.
这三个亚拿族长是什么？第一个是什么
？So, what are the
three? Get a deal.
First, get a deal.
要把这块地真正的拿回来。
That we will obtain this piece of land.
那第二件事情是 get the permit.
Then get the permit.
因为政府还有周围的公司有很多很多的难处摆在我们前面。
The many trials and challenges ahead of us from the city government and the neighborhood company.
那第三个，我们讲是 get the money.
Get the money.
但是实际上，弟兄姊妹，在这里是一个更大的挑战。
This is a greater challenge.
是整个教会要在这里过胜过马门的关这个关口。
That we will overcome the power of mammon.
在这边。有八亩地。
This place has 8 acres.
每一平方尺虽然叫$70。
So every square foot is cost about $70.
这是从人的角度看。
But this is this is viewed from men.
但是我们从属灵的角度看。
But from the spiritual point of view.
弟兄姊妹，每一寸地都是神儿女们对神的爱。
Every single inch of land is love of God's children.
每一寸地都是神同在的地方。
And every single inch will be filled with God's presence.
每一寸地都是神说他要用他荣耀所充满的地方。
And God will fill His glory with every single inch.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们面对这些族长们，我们要起来征战。
So facing these challenges, we have to fight.
所以我今天早上讲的玛利亚这三件事情。
So these three qualities of Mary that we share this morning.
其实跟我们前面所面临的情形、面临的挑战是息息相关的。
It has a lot to do with the challenges we face in front of us.
我们现在我们一再讲，其实不是今天讲，我们三个最大的需要。
The three greatest needs that we have.
第一个信心的祷告。
It's the prayer of faith.
第二个爱里面的奉献。
Offering in love.
第三个我们同心的往前。
That together we move forward.
我们需要在信心的里面像马大玛利亚所经历的。
We have to experience like what Martha and Mary experienced in faith.
不管在我们往前的路上碰到多少的困难。
Whatever and however many difficulties we encounter in front of us.
不管多少的亚衲族会出现。
No matter how many enemies appear before us.
不管有多少的环境我们看起来好像绝望了。
No matter how difficult and disappointing the situation may be.
主说你若信就必看见神的荣耀。
But the Lord says if you believe you will see the glory of God.
我们需要更多的人一起来到耶稣的脚前。
We need more people to come before the feet of Jesus.
我们有怀疑也好，我们有害怕也好，没有关系。
It's okay if we have doubts or we have fear.
我们需要更多的人来到耶稣的脚前来祷告。
We need to come more before Jesus to pray.
求主把信心给我们。
May the Lord give us faith.
让我们从软弱变成刚强。
So that we will be transformed from weak to strong.
从灰心变成满了盼望。
From this.Despairing to full of hope.
然后我们借着祷告，让一切的不可能都变成可能。
Through prayer, we'll turn everything impossible to possible.
我们借着祷告，让一切神的应许能够成为实际。
Through prayer, we will make every single promise fulfilled.
所以第一件事情，我们需要更多祷告的战士们出来。
So we need more prayer warriors in God's house.
而且是出于信心的祷告。
And then we pray out of faith.
而且是来到耶稣脚前的祷告。
And we pray before Jesus' feet.
弟兄姊妹，只要我们的祷告是在耶稣的脚前，
as long as we pray before Jesus' feet,
不管你的祷告是从得胜直接出发也好，
whether your prayer is directly from victory,
你从软弱出发也好，
or it's out of your weakness,
弟兄姊妹，至终神都要把他的荣耀坐在我们的身上。
Eventually, God will fill us with His glory.
他要让我们经历到在神没有难成的事情。
So we will experience with God, nothing is too difficult.
而第二个最大的需要是在爱里面的奉献。
The second greatest need we have is to The offerings in love,
像玛利亚一样
，It's like Mary.
她抓住机会
，She seized the opportunity.
她趁耶稣坐席的时候
，While Jesus was still at the table.
我们要趁着神给我们的机会的时候
，So while Jesus still gives us opportunity,
我们能够把我们的爱来给主
，That we will offer our love to the Lord.
我们能够把我们的奉献甘心的交给主
，That we will offer Him willingly our offering.
所有的机会都要过去
，All the opportunities will one day pass away.
而我们所有的拥有在我们的手中跟交到神的手中是完全不同的价值和结局。
And the things in our possession will be so different from if they become possession of the Lord.
所以我们像玛利亚一样来到耶稣的脚前。
So let's come before Jesus' feet like Mary.
好，我们甘心把它打破。
That will willingly break the jar.
而且我们那样子谦卑的用我们的头发来洗耶稣的脚。
Humbly, let's wash Jesus' feet with our hair.
主，你配得。
Lord, you are worthy.
因为你是你为我上的十字架。
Because you went out to the cross for me.
是你全然的爱我，照着我的本相爱我。
You love me just the way I am.
你配得我一切所有。
You are worthy of all that I have.
而第三方面。
Thirdly.
我们需要弟兄姊妹同心的加入。
We need brothers and sisters to participate in one accord.
我们同心的来往前。
That we will move forward in one accord.
我们现在有 committee， 他们非常的辛苦。
The committee brothers and sisters are very working very hard.
他们常常开会，还要做各样的事情。
They often meet together and do all kinds of things.
一面我们请求这些 committee 在里面服侍的这些同工们。
So we ask brothers and sisters in the committees.
要提醒自己，不可以少的只有一件事。
Please remind yourselves that only one thing is.Needed.
我们永远要跟主之间是一个活泼的一个真实的关系。
We always have to keep a living and true relationship with the Lord.
免得我们因为忙乱而失去了上好的祝福。
So we will not lose what's the best portion because of our busy life.
但是另外一方面
And on the other hand,
我也要请求还没有加入服事的弟兄姊妹
We ask brothers and sisters who have not participated in the service.
不要把我们亲爱的那些玛利亚的弟兄们逼成马大
Do not force our brothers who are like Mary to become Martha.
不要让他们累过头了
Do not exhaust them.
不要让他们服事到最后一个地步，他们连上好的福分都失去了
Do not let them so exhausted that they will lose what's the best portion.
这是我们的亏欠
And that will be our sorrow.
所以请你们主动的能够跟这些 committee 跟 leader 们联络
So please contact these leaders of the committees.
你可以加入祷告的团队
You can join the prayer team.
你可以加入很多文宣的工作
Or the literature team.
教会需要好多的义工起来来帮忙服事
We need many volunteers to help.
弟兄姊妹啊，神家绝对不可以像别人说的是打 football.
At God's house, it would not be like a football game.
底下二十多个人累得不得了，上面几万个人坐在那里喝汽水吃 popcorn.
That the 20 people were so working so hard, and then there are thousands of people cheering and eating popcorn.
弟兄姊妹，我们需要起来，神家像拔河一样。
We have to rise up because we're like tug of war.
每一个人的力量都决定了我们的胜败。
And then every one of us.It's a determining factor for our victory.
少了你，我们就少了一份。
Without you, we lose one portion.
多了你，我们就多了一份。
With you, we gain one portion.
Everyone comes.
Everyone comes.
每一个人都重要。
Everyone comes.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，请你们加入。
So please join.
你至少在祷告里面要加入。
At least pray.
你至少在奉献的里面要投入。
At least offer.
我们至少在碰到这些同工的时候，我们要给他们打气。
We have to cheer our co-worker, brothers.
我们求我们整个教会一同起来。
So that we will all together rise up.
信心的祷告。
We pray in faith.
爱中的奉献。
We offer in love.
同心的往前。
And together in one accord, we move forward.
这次蔡弟兄讲了很多老鹰啊。
Brother Tsai shared with us about eagles.
在我结束的时候，我还是用一个我常讲的老鹰的故事来结束。
Before I end, I'll share with you a story I often tell you.
我自己收集的大概有2000个这个见证或故事。
I personally collected about 2,000 stories and testimonies.
那有一些见证，有一些故事是我常讲的，这是 top 10的一个。
This story is top 10 on my list.
那为了怕你们听烦呢，我可以说它 top 3。
It's about top 3.
讲到有一只老鹰，有一天它受伤掉在田野里。
Now this eagle got wounded one day and fell on the field.
它没有死，它受伤。
It was not dead.
它被农夫捡回家去了。
And this farmer picked up the eagle.
农夫帮它疗伤，后来它病好了。
And now the eagle is healed.
病好了以后，它舍不得离开。
But he didn't want to leave the farmer's house.
因为他发现这个 farmer 对他很好，这个农夫对他非常好。
Because the farmer was nice to him.
而且呢。定时来喂它吃东西。
And he will come and feed the eagle.
所以当他每一次在那里喂东西的时候
So every time when the farmer comes to feed the eagle,
老鹰就跟鸡在一起抢那些东西吃。
And the eagle will fight for the food with the chicken.
你知道它的体格特别壮，对不对
？You know the eagle is stronger.
它嘴巴也比较长，所以它从来都吃最多。
And it has a longer beak, so he eats the most.
别人都抢不过它。
And then he eats the most.
有一天有一个旅客经过那里。
And one day a traveler passed by.
当他看到这一群在那里吃抢东西的鸡，有一只老鹰也在抢。
And then when he found there's an eagle among the chickens who are fighting for food.
他就跟那个主人讲，他说你为什么要养老鹰
？So he asked the owner, why do you keep an eagle?
那老鹰不是那个 farmer 告诉他故事以后呢，然后就说我也没办法，他不走。
The farmer told the traveler the story. I can't do anything. He just won't leave.
那旅客说你那愿不愿意给我帮你放？
And then and he says, "Are you willing to give me the eagle? I'll set him free."
他说好。
So okay.
他你能够帮我放太好，我可以省掉很多粮食。
So if he can, you know, like let the eagle go, then I will save some food.
所以这个人就把这个老鹰举起来。
So he raised up the eagle.
结果这个底下有一只鸡呢，找到一只虫了。
And then there the one chicken found a worm.
这个老鹰一下子也看到了，它马上飞下去就跟它抢了一只虫。
And then the eagle saw the worm, and then immediately it flew down to.
所以它发现没有用啊。
So So it didn't work.
他重新把老鹰抓起来。
So he grabbed the eagle.
他就站到篱笆的一个棍子的最高处把它举起来。
And then he stood on the top of the fence and lifted up the eagle.
那这时候主人正好出来喂鸡。
And this time the farmer came out to feed the chicken.
老鹰一看那些鸡又在抢东西，他一下子飞下去，他就去抢了。
So the eagle immediately flew down to fight for the food again.
到最后他没有办法，他说：“那你放不放心我把它带走？”
And then the traveler says, Do you care if I take the eagle away?
No, 农夫说 go ahead.
The farmer says, go ahead.
Make my day. 把他带走了。
So, the traveler took the eagle away.
就他把他带到一个非常高的山上去。
And then it took the eagle all the way to a mountain top.
他把他带到一个悬崖峭壁的旁边。
And then by the edge of a cliff.
他重新把老鹰举起来。
And then he lifted up the eagle again.
这个时候山底下溪水树林都在底下。
And the eagle could see the valley, the brooks and the trees.
而蓝天白云在它的前面。
The skies and the clouds are in front of them.
整个浩瀚的天空。
And this immense sky.
那么深邃的原野都在它的底下。
And all the valley are in front of them.
它整个头震动了一下。
And this eagle was shocked.
他突然看到那个日头。
And then he saw the sunlight.
就像蔡弟兄讲的，鹰狗的眼睛可以看日头。
Because the eagle's eyes can behold sunlight.
他整个心被抓住了。
And then the whole heart was seized.
他突然一下子展翅起来了。
And then he lifted up his wings.
他重新翱翔在天地之间。
Started to glide.
那是他原本该存在的空间。
That was his space to begin with.
那是他应该活出来的一个超越的生命和生活。
And that's the lifestyle he should have lived.
因为他的生命跟鸡的生命是不一样的。
Because he has a different life from the chicken.
弟兄姊妹啊，圣经上常常讲到我们这些属土属地的人。
The Bible often says we are earthly.
我们得救了以后，我们得着了一个属天尊贵的生命。
After we were saved, we became heavenly. We have this heavenly life.
以赛亚书诗篇都用老鹰来比喻这个生命。
And Isaiah and the Psalms use eagle to describe this life.
说到他属天超越的生命。
That this heavenly and surpassing life.
弟兄姊妹，我不管你信主多少年。
I don't know how long you've been a Christian.
我不管你是否像这只老鹰一样，曾经因为任何的人、任何的事情，你受伤掉下来了。
I don't know if you've been wounded by anything or anyone and you fell.
你可能因为犯罪而跌倒。
Maybe you fell because of your own sin.
你可能因为被人伤害而掉地。
Maybe you were wounded by men.And you fell.
可能因为任何的原因，让我们受伤，在地上不能再翱翔。
For whatever reason, we were lying on the ground wounded.
很多时候这样子的停顿。
Sometimes this type of carry.
让我们的生命进入了妥协。
That we become compromising.
让我们重新回到从前的世界的生活。
That we go back to the world.
我们跟人在那里争执。
We started to fight with world.
我们跟人在那里争一口气。
We fight with the world for breath.
我们在那里跟人争名，争名夺利。
And we fight for the fame, for the profit, for
gain. 我们已经失去了那个尊贵。
But we lost our majesty.
我们甚至已经遗忘了那个我们曾经翱翔的天空。
We forgot about the heaven that we once glided.
弟兄姊妹啊，这几天希望借着这些聚会，神重新把我们带回去。
May the Lord help us to bring us back to the skies through these messages.
让我们知道我们是属天君王的儿女。
That we will know that we are children of this heavenly King.
那是我们生存的空间。
That is our space, our living space.
如鹰翱翔的生活是我们该有的生活。
Gliding in the sky like eagles is our lifestyle.
今天早晨正如以赛亚所说的话。
Just like what Isaiah said.
那等候耶和华的必要重新得力。
Those who wait for the Lord will renew, their strength will be renewed.
他们要像鹰一样展翅上腾。
They will soar up like eagles on wings.
他们奔跑不再困倦，行路不再疲乏。
They will not run, they will run and will not be tired, and they will walk and will not get weary.
让我们下山以后。
After we go back home.
我们真的成为是活着为耶稣的子民。
That we become a group of people who live for Jesus.
我们成为一个传福音。成为一个国度的教会。
That will become a a church with kingdom oriented.
That
we will love the Lord.
We
will preach the gospel.
And we
will obtain the Lord more
and more. And we will
manifest Jesus
more. That we are
willing to offer our empty jar to the
Lord.
That He will fill up us with His holy
oil. And
that can be used to solve other people's problems. To help others.
我们一起来唱刚才我们, worship team 带我们唱的 636首, 好不好?
Let's sing the hymn 636.
我能不能请所有 worship team 的同工上来? 我们一起来唱, 不管你有没有念过, 上来, 我非常 appreciate worship 同工给我们的服侍, 包括英文组的也上来, 好不好? So you know worship Tongong Sanai.
I did not prepare this ahead of time. I've invited all the worship co-workers to come up
here. I know you
all how to learn to obey one another.
我们一起来唱636首要忠心
Thank you.
要从三个地方出发。
We need to begin from three places.
大家记不记得第一节是什么
？The first verse.
Transparency 关掉。从基督的学校。
The schools of Christ.
Crossbrook. 第二节。
Second verse.
祷告。
从祷告的小楼，我们正出发。第三个。
The place of prayer.
四班不可以作弊。第三个
third place
讲不出来了，我们唱第三节。
荣耀是你，我们进争出马勇，天国的天使者，我们奉在前传扬救主之上全世界。
来到主的脚前。
Let's just we come to the feet of the Lord Jesus.
像玛利亚，她这一生只被圣经记载过三次。
As Mary, she's only been recorded three times in the Scripture.
但最宝贵的就是三次她都来到耶稣的脚前。
The most precious that all three times she came to the feet of Jesus.
愿意活着为耶稣吗
？Are you willing to live for Jesus?
我们随时可以来到王的脚前。
We can come at the King's feet anytime.
我们来爱他。
Love him.
我们来跟他倾心吐意。
And to tell him all the things of our heart.
我们也让他能够。向我们倾心吐意。
That he may tell us the things of his heart.
愿意活着为耶稣吗
？Are you willing to live for Jesus?
我们学习在每一件事情上，我们借着祷告，把我们所需要的告诉他。
That we learn that through all things by prayer we tell him all of our needs.
我们不再轻看生活任何一天的遭遇。
And we do not look lightly upon the things that we encounter any single day.
我们借着他来对主有第一手的认识和经历。
That through our days we come to experience our Lord firsthand.
愿意活着为耶稣吗
？You're willing to live for Jesus.
让我们抓住今天来爱他。
Lay hold of today to love him.
抓住每一个机会，把我们最好的来献给他。
And every opportunity to give him our best.
我们需要有这样子信心的祷告。
We need to have the prayers of faith.
我们需要有这样爱中的奉献。
We need to have these offerings of love.
我们需要有众人同心的一同来高举耶稣。
And we want to have the same heart to exalt Jesus.
我们一起同声祷告。
And let's pray out loud together.
主啊，我们的心赞美你。主啊，我们的心何等的赞美你。主啊，这些日子你真的是在你的教会里面，我求你来施恩来怜悯。主啊，你向每一个人来显示。你对我们每一个人来发出呼召，主啊，求我们脱离一切人的烦心，求我们脱离一切那个爱不在乎的情绪。哦，亲爱的主耶稣，亲爱的主耶稣啊，真的是求你，不让我们时间过去，真的让我们在你的面前如此切实相爱。前面的使命何等的神圣，前面的挑战何等的严肃。哦，主耶稣啊，我们如此全心在这里面和你和我们一样。你仍然你要照我们的软弱放下你的求你，主耶稣，我们赞美你，我们赞美你。好，让我们真的是跟我一般活在你脚下的人，我们真实的来爱你，我们真实的来爱你。主耶稣，让我们真实成为一个传福音的教会。主啊，主啊，来使用你的教会。主耶稣，我们谢谢你，我们谢谢你。哦，耶稣，我们仰望在你的面前。好了，亲爱的主耶稣，我的主耶稣，我们想在你的手里。哦，耶稣，我们谢谢你，我们谢谢你。我们谢谢你，谢谢你。 主啊，我们每一次讲到你的时候，我们的心都充满了喜乐。
Jesus, every time we think of you, our hearts are full of joy.
因为我们的主是一个爱我们的主。
Because our Lord is He who loves us.
他永远呼召我们来活在他的脚前。
And forever He calls us to dwell before His feet.
他喜欢我们在他面前过生活。
He delights that we will live our days before Him.
哦，主啊，借着这些日子，你借着你的仆人、使女们跟我们所说的话。
Well, Jesus, these days through your servant, you've spoken to us.
主，你为我们来持守。
And Lord Jesus, oh, will you hold on to it for us?
你继续对我们说话。
And you continue to speak to us.
是的，让我们都成为你的门徒。
We may all be disciples.
我们不仅仅来得着国度的福分。
Not only to obtain the blessings of the kingdom.
我们也来承受这国度的使命。
We will inherit the commission of the kingdom.
也让我们能够活出你的旨意来。
We may live out your will.
哦，在这个将要灭亡的世界面前，为你发光，为你做见证。
In this world that is perishing, that we may bear light and bear witness for you.
也在你的家中，我们彼此切实相爱。
In your house, we will love one another.
在爱的里面，我们彼此扶持，一同往前。
In love, we will serve together and go forward together.
主啊，我们在这里为着我们前面的每一步路，我们仰望你。
Jesus, for every step of the way, we look unto you.
哦，前面的征战何等的严肃。
And how sovereign or how serious is the battle that is before us?
我们的使命也何等的重大。
And how big is the commission that has been given to us?
但是主啊，我们却也知道我们要得的祝福也是何等的浩大。
But we know great is the blessing that is for us.
因为耶和华我们的神亲自与我们同在。
The Lord our God is with us.
你在我们面前已经先过去了。
You have crossed over before us.
是的，我们只管跟着约柜去。
We just follow the ark.
哦，耶和华要为我们征战。
But the Lord will do battle on our behalf.
你所应许的必要做成。
That which you have promised will be done.
将一个活泼的信心赐给你的教会。
Give us a lively faith.
让我们不仅仅在这里承受祝福。是的，让我们活出使命来。我们真成为一个国度的教会。哦，你的福音，你的使命都在我们的身上。主，我们谢谢你。
We thank you, Lord.
我们为了教会的每一个人向你求祝福。
For every person in the church, we seek your blessing.
哦，没有一个人不在这件事情上不能蒙福的。
And no one person will not be blessed in this issue.
一个一个来提名召我们。
One by one, you call us by name.
也让我们众人如同一人在你的面前。
We all will be as one before you.
哦，让你的旨意能够行在地上，如同行在天上。
Your will would be done on earth as it is in heaven.
我们谢谢你。
We thank you, Lord.
为着过去这三天，我们感谢你。
For the past three days, we thank you.
为着摆在我们前面的每一天，我们来仰望你。
For the days that are placed before us, we look unto you.
恩待你的教会
be gracious to your church.
让你的能力在我们身上显得完全。
That your power would be perfected through us.
我们也再次将哦，这次几位的讲员交在你的手中。
We continue to offer our speakers unto your hand.
主，你恩待祝福他们。
Lord Jesus, bless them.
特别祝福他们的家人。
Be gracious to them and their family members.
哦，让他们能够跟我们的弟兄们一起配搭。
Well, that they may serve with our brothers.
都是你极大的恩典。
But it is your immense grace.
保守他们回去的脚中。
And keep their travel as they return.
是的，随着他们的脚中祝福人。
And bless their ways, O Lord, that they may bless others.
我们谢谢你。
We thank you, Lord.
我们也把这个大会所有的需要交在你的手里。
We commit the need of this retreat in your hands.
你是耶和华以勒的神。
You are the Lord Jireh.
在你的山上必有预备。
And upon your mount there is preparation.
我们谢谢你。
We thank you, Lord.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name.
Amen. 请坐。
Please be seated.